PBS Kids opens worlds of possibilities for all children, thanks to PBS stations and viewers like you.
Butterfly in the sky, I can go twice as high. Take a look, it's in a book, a reading rainbow.
Just giving this car a much-needed tune-up. I love working on cars. Yes, I have, ever since I owned my first car. That's why I like coming here to Lotka's service station to lend a hand whenever I can. You know, cars are a lot like people. They need certain things to perform at their best. Well, take this air filter, for instance. Now, it's designed to help the engine breathe, but not when it's clogged like this. Let's see what's happening in the radiator. Pretty dry. This car could definitely use a drink. I'll have to fill it up with coolant so the engine doesn't overheat. Look at these spark plugs I just pulled out. They're too dirty to fire up the engine right. Boy, this car definitely needs some attention. You know, most of the time when cars come in here, I pretty much know what to expect. But I'm not sure what I'd do if I had to work on the car in this book. It's called The Tooth Gnasher Super Flash.
Tooth Gnasher Super Flash by Daniel Pinkwater. Read by Victoria Jackson. Mr. Pop Snorkel decided it was time to buy a new car. His old car, a green Thunderclap 8, was just about worn out. So Mr. Pop Snorkel and Mrs. Pop Snorkel and the five little Pop Snorkels all got into the worn out green Thunderclap 8 and went looking for a nice new car. They drove down to the highway where all the car dealers were and looked at all the signs and shiny new cars in the windows. "Look!" shouted the five little Pop Snorkels. "The Tooth Gnasher Super Flash! That's a great car!" "It certainly is," said Mrs. Pop Snorkel. "And it's such a pretty color." Mr. Pop Snorkel turned into the parking lot of the Tooth Gnasher Super Flash car dealer. A salesman came out.
"I'm Mr. Sandy," said the car salesman. "May I show you the Tooth Gnasher Super Flash? We have only one left."
Mr. Pop Snorkel and Mrs. Pop Snorkel and the five little Pop Snorkels and Mr. Sandy all got into the Tooth Gnasher Super Flash. Mr. Sandy drove, and Mr. Pop Snorkel sat next to him. Mrs. Pop Snorkel and the five little Pop Snorkels all sat in the back seat.
"See how smooth it rides?"
Mr. Sandy asked. "We love this car!" shouted the five little Pop Snorkels. "Buy it, Daddy, buy it!" "It is such a beautiful light blue," Mrs. Pop Snorkel said. "Would it be all right if I drove the car for a while?" Mr. Pop Snorkel asked Mr. Sandy. Mr. Sandy pulled over to the side of the road and got out and opened the door for Mrs. Pop Snorkel, who got in the front seat with Mr. Pop Snorkel, who had moved over behind the steering wheel. Mr. Sandy got in the back seat with the five little Pop Snorkels.
"Yay!"
shouted the five little pop snorkels. Daddy's gonna drive the Tooth Gnasher Super Flash! Mr. Pop Snorkel started the Tooth Gnasher Super Flash. It roared out onto the highway. The tires squealed! Other drivers honked their horns. Yay! The five little pop snorkels shouted.
Perhaps you shouldn't drive quite so fast until you're used to the car,
Mr. Sandy said. What does this button do? Mr. Pop Snorkel asked as he pushed a button on the dashboard. The Tooth Gnasher Super Flash rose up on its rear wheels and zoomed along the highway with its nose high in the air. This is very nice, Mr. Pop Snorkel said. What does this button do? He pushed another button, and the car began to rock from side to side on its rear wheels. And then the rear wheels turned into little legs, and the car turned into a dinosaur, running on its hind legs. Said Mr. Pop Snorkel. I like a car that turns into a dinosaur. What does this button do? And he pushed another button. The dinosaur put his nose down near the road and began to run on all fours. And then the Tooth Gnasher Super Flash turned into a galloping elephant. Yay! The five little Pop Snorkels shouted. It turns into an elephant too, dear, Mrs. Pop Snorkel said to Mr. Pop Snorkel. And it's such a lovely color. True, Mr. Pop Snorkel said. Now, let's see what this button does. He pushed another button, and the Tooth Gnasher Super Flash changed from a galloping elephant into a gigantic turtle. My goodness, this is really a good car, Mr. Pop Snorkel said. It turns into a dinosaur and an elephant and a turtle. Can it do anything else?
I really don't know, said Mr. Sandy. I've never had a car turn into a dinosaur or an elephant or a turtle before. This is not the way the Tooth Gnasher Super Flash is supposed to behave.
Well, it's just the way I think a car should behave, said Mr. Pop Snorkel. The only thing I'd like this car to do besides turning into a dinosaur and an elephant and a gigantic turtle would be to turn into a huge chicken and fly. Now, let's see if there's a button that'll do that. Mr. Pop Snorkel found another button on the dashboard and pushed it. The Tooth Gnasher Super Flash turned into a huge chicken and flew all the way back to the car dealers. This is a first-class car, Mr. Pop Snorkel said. We'll take it. Yeah! Shouted the five little Pop Snorkels. It certainly is a lovely color, said Mrs. Pop Snorkel. Mr. Sandy said,
I never saw a car do any of those things.
Mr. Pop Snorkel and Mrs. Pop Snorkel and the five little Pop Snorkels traded in their worn-out Green Thunderclap 8 and gave Mr. Sandy lots of money. They drove away in their new blue Tooth Gnasher Super Flash.
Yay! We love our new car!
The five little Pop Snorkels shouted.
It really is a lovely color, said Mrs. Pop Snorkel,
and it handles very well. It's a nice car, all right, said Mr. Pop Snorkel. But, you know, it can't do half the things our good old Thunderclap 8 could do.
The Tooth Gnasher Super Flash was a great car for a Pop Snorkel, but everybody's dream machine is different. Now, my perfect car would have a giant propeller on top, just in case I got stuck in traffic. I'd push a button and go straight up. Now, how about you? What would your fantasy car be like?
This is a car. It's the car of my dreams, and it has a jacuzzi on top of it, and it's a jacuzzi house car. I named it like that.
This is a flying car. It flies, and it has wings.
I would have a shark car that could eat up the traffic.
The great taste car, it goes on roads, grass, and people could eat it.
I would have a car that would fly, talk, and drive by itself.
This is my invisible car. I made it so if I'm in races and if someone's winning me, I can just disappear and scoot ahead and beat them.
Of course, it's one thing to imagine a fabulous car, but it's another thing to actually build one. What are you doing?
Checking my mail.
Well, there was no mail, but I did tune up your engine and tighten your brakes. Oh, and I even watered your sunflowers for you.
Oh, thanks.
This is Herod Blank, and this is Herod Blank's car. Now, Herod, what is this? I mean, a globe for a hood ornament?
Yeah, see, I put this globe on here because everywhere I go, people all over the world smile when they see my car.
Uh-huh. Now, where does all this stuff come from?
Well, three friends gave me these.
These crickets here?
Uh-huh. My mother, she gave me this crab. She lives in New Orleans. They've got lots of seafood there.
The fruit?
And I've got all these fruits here that many of my friends have given me because I love fruit.
Ah, I see.
And somebody gave me Santa Claus, who's giving to the world.
Uh-huh. Now, what's this over here? You have all sorts of words over here.
Well, they're peace in 17 different languages.
Uh-huh.
I'd see somebody on the street from another country, and I'd say, hey, could you put peace in your language on my car?
So you have, what's this, Russian here?
Yeah, uh-huh. And this is Hebrew,
right?
Italian, Spanish, Basque, and down here, from the island of Guam, we have, in their dialect, Gapas.
Gapas, so that's peace from the island of Guam.
Yeah.
And you have a TV on top with books in it?
Oh, yeah, I think people tend to watch a lot of TV, but they don't read enough. So the books allow you to use your imagination, and that's why they're in there.
So everything on there kind of means something to you.
Oh, yeah,
I understand. Well, listen, thanks for coming by and showing us your car.
Okay.
Okay, now you take it easy out there on the road.
All right. Thanks for fixing up.
My pleasure. Okay, drive safely now.
All right.
Bye-bye. Herod's been building his one-of-a-kind car for years, and it's still not finished. But in factories, where most of our cars are made, over 30,000 cars and trucks drive off the assembly line every single day. One thing's for sure, car can't go anywhere without wheels. And that's pretty true, no matter what kind of car you're driving.
Although this vehicle looks like a spaceship from another planet, it's really a car. That's right, but it's not like the cars you and I ride in. It's a specially built race car that never needs any gasoline. It's completely solar powered, which means it runs on the energy of the sun. It's called the GM Sunracer, and it was designed with the help of computers. They help pick the best shape for the solar car, and they also help design the frame, which had to be very light but strong enough to support the rest of the car and the driver. The motor for Sunracer had to be small and lightweight, so they made one that could fit in the palm of your hand. Battery packs were installed that could store up the energy from the sun and be used to power the car on cloudy days. An electric panel was added to control the power to the motor. The skin was made out of a super lightweight material, so thin you could actually see through it. They put in a special windshield that protects the driver from the heat of the sun. And the whole back of the car was covered with solar cells that collect energy from the sun. Almost 9,000 tiny plates were made into panels that fit together to make one big solar skin. Once the vehicle was assembled, it was ready for a test drive.
Sound like in there?
It's actually rather quiet. It sounds more like a hum coming from the car.
Is it sort of eerie? I mean, is it like...
No, I think it's great. It's not at all real loud. You just kind of hum along on the track. It's what a car that looks like this ought to sound.
But the real challenge was yet to come. Sunracer entered the World Solar Challenge, along with 24 solar-powered cars from all over the world. Each had a different shape and design, but they all had one thing in common. They ran completely on the power of the sun.
Excuse me.
Everyone eagerly waited for the race to begin.
5 seconds, 4, 3, 2, 1, go!
Before long, the GM Sunracer had pulled out into first place, followed by Hawaii's Mauna Loa, the Swiss Spirit of Bio, the Australian King Marsupial, and the Ford Sun Chaser. The race extended across the whole continent of Australia, a 2,000-mile stretch of rough, rugged terrain that was dotted with huge anthills. All along the route, people stopped to cheer Sunracer on. Traveling not far behind was the command vehicle, which monitored weather and road conditions. Stopping in a race can mean losing critical time, so the crew had to move fast.
Okay, down.
When they stopped to change a flat tire, a new driver took over for the next part of the race. the time Sunracer neared the end of the course, it was 2.5 days and 620 miles ahead of any other car in the competition. As it crossed the finish line, there was no doubt the GM Sunracer was the number one solar-powered car in the world.
This brake's rotor seems to be a little thin. Better check the manual to see if it needs to be replaced. Let's see. Brakes. Here we go. Brakes. Rotors. Aha, it does need replacing. A lot of the time when I have a question about a car, I look for the answer in a book. And there's one to cover just about every subject. So, if cars are what rev you up, then here are some books that'll really keep your wheels turning. But you don't have to take my word for it.
Hi, I'm Leanne Gallagher. You know how bad it is when your car breaks down. Well, I just read this book called Fill It Up by Gail Gibbons. It tells how the service station attendants fix your car. Service stations are very busy places. You can get your car fixed, get gas, oil, or air for your tires, or even buy snacks. This book is full of information. For example, the hydraulic lift lifts up the car so the attendants can fix the underside. I never would have guessed that oil makes the hydraulic lift go up. I especially like the picture on the last page. It shows all the tools that the mechanics use to fix your car. If your car breaks down, don't fret. The people at your local service station will come and rescue you. Then, you can drive down to your nearest library and pick up this book.
G'day, everybody. That's how Australians say hello. I just read a good book that takes place in Australia. It's called Tim, Lizzie, and Little Nell. This story happened long ago, when cars were first invented. Tim Lizzie is a car, and Little Nell is a horse. Every Saturday afternoon, the Winterbottom family takes Tim Lizzie, and the Bensons take Little Nell on a race into town. I like the pictures in the book, because they're colorful. If you want to know who won the great race, this is Brandon advising you to go to your nearest library and check this book out.
Hi, kids. I'm Gordon. How do you think that all that stuff in your house got there? In trucks, of course. And here's a terrific book all about trucks called Truck Song. If you like trucks, this book is heaven. And it's all in rhyme. There are all kinds of trucks. City trucks, pretty trucks. Greasy, grimy, gritty trucks. Trucks for moving, trucks for rent. Big, striped trucks that hold cement. It's not just the words in the book that are great. The illustrations are perfect. It would be great to ride across America in one of these big rigs. So if you're a future trucker, don't miss this book. 10-4, good buddies.
Well, my last car is off the rack, and it's time for me to roll on out of here. Now, you probably think that the last thing I'd want to see is another automobile. But for a car lover like me, a ride in one is the perfect way to relax.
Mr. Burton?
Thank you. Thank you, Patrick. This is better.
Let's go party down the beach all day.
Ah, just the way I like it. Thank you, Patrick. Well, this car may not be a tooth gnasher, but it sure has plenty of super flash. Home, Patrick! See you next time!
Today's Reading Rainbow books are Tooth Gnasher Super Flash by Daniel Pinkwater, published by Macmillan Publishing Company. Fill It Up, All About Service Stations by Gail Gibbons, published by Thomas Y. Kroll. Tin Lizzie and Little Nell by David Cox, published by The Bodley Head. Truck Song by Diane Siebert, pictures by Byron Barton, published by Thomas Y. Kroll.